of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
This is a part of the war on whites that's being launched by the Democratic Party. And the way in which they're launching this war is by claiming that whites hate everybody else.
Fighting for Idaho.
Social Security is not going to be available for most people who are in their, say, under 40 today and maybe even under 50 today. And that's a danger. But we don't have the political ability today to implement changes.
Fighting for you.
That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse. That the powerful play goes on and you may contribute a verse.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning.
What will your verse be?
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Still hard to believe that he's gone, number one. And number two, that with all of the troubles that a lot of us have, heck, even the federal government, that Robin Williams had money problems. Apparently, two divorces, over $30 million in alimony payments, was selling his home, was distressed that the TV show, the CBS TV show with Sarah Michelle Gellar didn't go anywhere. We all have issues. We all have problems. I guess the big challenge is, do we let them rule us or do we rule them? Something to think about this morning, and I love the clip from Senator Crapo. I mean, is there good news? So if you're under 40, why are you paying into Social Security? And if you're under 50, you might not get it either. Hey, hey! I resemble those remarks. We're joined now by Christine Harbin Hansen of Americans for Prosperity. Good morning, ma'am.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you.
Good to have you with us here at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. So before we get to the proposed soda tax, what's really the state of the nation from your perch there at Americans for Prosperity? How are we doing?
Well, it's August recess here in Washington, so it really gives a lot of us who haven't left town for their home districts some time to reflect and see what's going on. Right now, Congress has a lot on its plate. It has a lot of things that it left to do, including appropriations legislation. It has to actually appropriate funds for the government, because those are going to run out at the end of September. It has the Export-Import Bank reauthorization coming up. We have, not only do we have budget and spending, we have also energy problems. The Obama administration is trying to take over our power plants with these new rules. So there's a lot going on here, and Congress is going to have to address most of it when it comes back in September.
You know, it's kind of interesting. It's the gang of the usual suspects, or it's kind of that time of year again where appropriations, where budgets are done. And Christine, it's amazing to me that private business, private industry can get a budget done without holding their companies hostage the way Congress seems to do when we're talking budgets and federal workers and programs that a lot of folks are dependent on.
You're right. It's one of the more alarming things about Washington's finances from our perspective here at Americans for Prosperity has been the complete breakdown we've seen in the regular order in the federal budget process. You know, the way this works, you know, is that each, you know, the House and the Senate are supposed to work through these 12 bills that provide funding for different parts of the federal government, and the Senate hasn't considered any on the floor. The House has put in a good faith effort, but, you know, they've gone through like 7 or 8 already this session. So it means that they're, you know, facing a deadline in September. They're just going to roll them together without any scrutiny. And it's a problem for taxpayers because it leads to higher spending.
Well, before we get into some other things, is it kind of like summer recess, literally, where you are, because are the restaurants less crowded? Is it traffic less congested in D.C. since all the politicians and their aides have hit the road?
Very much so. Actually, I was just commenting about this yesterday because my husband and I had dinner up by the Capitol, and it was so easy to get a table right in the shadow of like the Library of Congress. It was an amazing seat, and nobody was there, and they let us stay there for a while. I likened it to like a college town when all the kids go back for, you know, summer vacation, and I would stay back and enjoy kind of having a city to myself. That's what Washington's like right now.
Yeah, you're having a good time, and certainly That'll go on for a little while here. Let's talk a little bit about your organization. We've heard a lot of buzz about it. Americans for Prosperity growing nationally, possibly one day could open up a chapter here in Idaho. What's your mission?
Definitely. Well, Americans for Prosperity is a grassroots organization, and we're focused on issues related to economic freedom. And those issues include budget and spending, energy policy, healthcare policy. We've been one of the nation's leading opponents to the president's healthcare law. We have over 30 chapters in the states, and although we don't have one in Idaho yet, I emphasize the word yet, we do have over 2 million activists in all 50 states who are committed to limited government and holding their elected officials accountable.
Yeah, and that's the word on the street that we could be somewhat coming soon here to Idaho. Let me hit you with this. What are the economic impacts of Obamacare, number one? And we really haven't seen what it's really going to do to us because there have been a lot of waivers.
Yeah, the problem, there's a lot of problems with Obamacare. And I guess the big issue, one of the things that's going to hit American households one of the worst, is rising health care costs. And that's something that we're seeing right now. We're seeing many states' insurance commissioners coming out with their premium announcements for the next fiscal year, for 2015. And what we're seeing is some stark increases across the state. And here we are, like, into probably year six of implementation of Obamacare. And, you know, the Congress and state governments are still figuring out the details. You know, remember over this past year, we saw those glitches with the website. And really, that's just, a symptom of some serious underlying problems about implementing the president's health care law, which is going to have a huge impact on people.
Indeed. Christine Harbin-Hansen, Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. She's with Americans for Prosperity. It's kind of frustrating for a lot of folks, whether they're in business or not. And, you know, people talk about the great divide happening here. It's like Karl Marx revisited the haves and the have-nots because of the rising cost of health care and the economy itself, Christine. We're not seeing a burgeoning middle class. We're seeing a receding middle class.
It's true. And one big concern that we have from our perspective at Americans for Prosperity is that, you know, we're seeing an economy that's struggling to recover. We're seeing people, Americans who are, you know, having difficulty finding jobs in the down economy. Businesses are facing higher costs due to these new rules and regulations coming out of Washington. It's a problem because it means they can't hire on more workers. It means they can't expand as easily. People are really struggling right now. And instead of rolling back some rolling back the red tape and reducing some government programs, President Obama and his allies in Congress are making things worse. So, you know, we've been really focusing a lot of our efforts on educating Americans on the harmful impact of these big government policies.
Yeah, but is there any good news? I mean, is anybody standing up for the folks?
Oh, well, we have a wide coalition of partner organizations, representing millions of Americans, including, you know, Americans for Prosperity activists who are committed to holding their elected officials accountable. People are upset about the higher spending levels they're seeing out of Washington. They're upset about this power grab from the Environmental Protection Agency. And, you know, it sometimes doesn't feel like it, but people on Capitol Hill do listen. So that's why it's so important to let your elected officials know how you feel about, you know, what they're doing in their state house, here in Capitol Hill. And we try to make it really easy for people to do that. So if you go to AmericansForProsperity.org, or if you get connected with some state chapter, our folks can help you with that as well.
All right, let's talk a little bit about a possible soda tax.
Yeah, so earlier, like we were talking about, Kevin, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of really important issues that Congress has to get through. But instead of actually tackling these issues, we see some legislation that, you know, just things are things as small as soda taxes. This actually is really fits into some of the narrative that we see with the First Lady's initiative, her Let's Move campaign, working with local school districts to reduce the number of, micromanage what kind of foods they have. So this would be a 1% tax on every 4.2 grams of caloric sweetener, and it'll have a lot of problems in policy and in principle.
It's just interesting, the idea, and we've talked a little bit about this lately, Christine, the idea that Americans should have the right to be unhealthy, but apparently not under this administration.
Well, what health care you consume and what kind of whether you consume sugary beverages, those are very personal decisions that, a person should make, that a parent should make for her children. These decisions shouldn't be made by bureaucrats in faraway Washington. What we see here is an alarming trend. It's consistent with the overreach from federal agencies that we've seen elsewhere, and it's something that we're very worried about at Americans for Prosperity.
Well, how would this tax work?
Well, this would be an excise tax. So it would be a special – what that means is that it would be a special tax that would just be on soda. This is the same kind of – big soda is an easy target, right? We know that consuming higher rates of, refined sugars often leads to obesity. But so this tax is has the ostensible goal of reducing obesity. That remains to be seen. We've seen in similar taxes elsewhere that they actually have a very small impact on obesity rates. But what this tax will do is just make it more expensive to buy soda, and it has some economic problems. It's probably not going to produce the revenue that its supporters say, and it's just really bad in principle. We have here government attempting to micromanage our waistlines using the tax code, and that's not what the tax code is supposed to be used for.
Christine, hang on. More coming up next here at 580KIDO. Your thoughts on the proposed soda tax, the impacts of health care on your business, your company, your family. 580-5436. 580-KIDO. Let's get you to work.
Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
There you have it. Kevin Miller in the morning. Christine Harbin Hansen with us, Americans for Prosperity. Any comment on that clip? Christine? Hello? Well, hang on. We'll see if she's there at 580KIDO. It was so compelling. It was so riveting. We lost Christine there. Kevin Miller with you here at 580KIDO. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to our friend Kevin Hansen. Boy, there are a lot of Kevins, aren't there? Speaking of which, Kevin. There can never be too many Kevins. I remember when I was a little kid, I always wanted to be like Michael, Mike, Mikey. Now, Kevins, a lot of Kevins. In fact, the older Kevins, like me, we remember when the name Kevin wasn't so popular. But now, whether it's Kevin from The Office, or Kevin this, Kevin that, a lot of Kevin. So we will talk about the Tree City Comic Con coming up here at 580KIDO. And in addition to that, we'll get back to the idea of metal detectors and whether or not they save lives, like they're talking about at BSU. Once again, we go back to the Newsmaker phone lines at 580KIDO. Christine Harbin Hansen with us once again. And we had Michelle Obama saying that women are smarter than men. And we pitched it to you, and you weren't there. So any comment on that one, Christine?
Well, that's outside of our policy purview at Americans for Prosperity. So I have my personal thoughts, but I won't say them.
We go to the phones, and we go to the ever-working, the ever-diligent, the ever-vigilant Dean, or Gene from CUNA at 580KIDO. Hello, Gene.
Good morning, my brother. How are you today?
Living the dream.
Hey, man. Christine, it's a pleasure listening to you, dear. I do have a couple of questions about this posterity or whatever it is. How can we combat this? I mean, my brother Kevin says he's shaped like a bell pepper. I'm more along the lines of a pear. I'm skinny up top, and I got a real wide bottom. But
well, hold on. Thanks for disclosing you have a real wide bottom.
Well, what can I say, my brother? It's like, you know, we're still in the vegetable aisle, so we're good. but, you know, my blood pressure is 120 over 69. My pulse rate or my pulse rate is like 70. They say I have the heart of an athlete. But and I feel healthy. I feel good. And I may not look that great, but hey, I'm happy with the way I am. My oldest daughter is heavy. My wife is heavy, but still, we're in good health for as heavy as we are. Why does Michelle Obama feel it's her right to dictate to us what we should eat, what we shouldn't eat? This coming from a lady that to me looks like she has legs the size of redwoods. I don't get it. I just don't. Where does she come up with this fact that she has the right to tell us how to live? Christine, could you answer that for me, please?
Definitely. Well, I think that one really important part that I think I'd like to draw out of your comments is the fact that, you know, what you decide to eat is a personal decision, and it's, you know, you make it in consultation with your doctor, or you make it in consultation with your family. So these are really personal, like specialized decisions. And what we don't need is some, you know, bureaucrats or the first lady in faraway Washington dictating what we eat based on, you know, some set standards that, you know, that have been, you know, arbitrary. And actually, there was, we see elsewhere, like in the Government Accountability Office earlier this week, came out with a report on a different federal agency, one with the EPA, talking about how their studies don't really stand up to scrutiny. That's a problem we see elsewhere in federal government. So I think you make a very important point. These are very personal decisions. What we eat should be a personal decision, and we don't need the federal government making that for us.
No, I'm mean to that, my dear. I'm mean to that. Well, listen, Kevin, I won't take up any more of your time. I just was curious, and I had to put a point or two in there. But, you know, my brother, it's what we eat is up to us. And if I want to go eat a barrel full of hot dogs, by golly, I'm going to have a barrel full of hot dogs. How about you?
I resemble that remark.
Okay, my brother. Listen, Christine, you and Kevin have a blessed day. I'll be praying for you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again. Bye-bye now.
There we have it. Gene and Cuna at 580 KIDO revealing that he has a wide bottom. I bet you don't get that every day, Christine.
No, that doesn't come up during every radio interview, but
it's the magic
I appreciated the report.
It's the magic of Miller in the Morning at 580 KIDO. So back to Gene's other question. What can we do to stop this takeover? And is there anybody in Congress, the hardworking Congress, on their five-week recess, that it really distinguishes themselves for standing up for the folks?
Yeah, well, the first way where you can get involved is by getting connected with Americans for Prosperity. And you can do that by taking action on our website. You can go to action.americansforprosperity.org. That's a great way to get involved on issues like this and many other issues that we work on. Another way is to get connected with local state chapters. Again, we don't have one in Idaho yet, but I know that we have many resources in Idaho. We have a number of Americans for Prosperity activists there as well. So there's a number of ways to get involved through our organization. It's really important to, but there's other things too. Like you can write letters to the editor. You can visit your lawmaker. Just call him up, literally call up his office and tell him that you oppose a lot of the legislation like this, so the taxation coming out of Washington, and let him know that you want him to do something about it.
Christine, we appreciate it. We'd love to have you back.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks so much for having me on.
All right, there we have it. Christine Harbin Hansen from Americans for Prosperity. You've heard a lot about that group, but just our never-ending quest to bring you the best guests, the best information, and solutions here at 580KIDO, and perhaps one day they will have a chapter. But it's up to us, just like it's up to us to protect ourselves from the bad people. It's up to us to come up with the solutions. What happens, what we're seeing now, the consequences when we kind of let the government, you know, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, that famous line. But what we're seeing here is the consequences when we kind of check out, right?
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
But we're not bitter. 580KIDO.
This is one of the president's lowest ratings.
Stop just hating all the time.
Why don't you come down there and take a look at what's going on?
Hands up, don't you?
Change is needed, and women are smarter than men.
Let's get it started.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
740, 580KIDO. Here's something that's interesting. Our friend Heidi Harris gave me the big Facebook. You know Heidi Harris, our great friend from Las Vegas, who's always in the thick of things. She's always commenting on the Bo Bergdahl situation, and a big story being reported locally and nationally is this issue involving Bo Bergdahl's platoon. Now, you remember the last time we heard from these gentlemen, they were, they were on the cosmetically appealing dynamo of Fox News, the Fox News channel, Megyn Kelly's show.
But then he walked away in the middle of Afghanistan on the farthest front lines you could be on to go seek out the Taliban.
You feel that was an affront to you, that to say that his service was with honor,
I mean,
and distinction?
Saying that that's honorable, saying that walking away, and whatever his agenda was in trying to connect with the Taliban, explain to me how that's honorable. I mean, that's a
They seem to be trying to predate it.
I mean, that's spitting in the face to everyone who deployed, came back.
That's every service. That goes for every service member.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every
single, not even us or his company. Every single person that was in the military.
Well, what do you make of these reports?
So there we have the Bo Bergdahl platoon. And they're saying Bo's a bad guy. Bo's this, Bo's that. Bo. Well, here's a thought for you as you're driving in, or maybe you're driving home at 580KIDO. Does anybody have integrity anymore? Think about this, and I'm listening to the clips, and I'm hearing Senator Crapo talk about Social Security, whether or not it's going to be for people under 50, never mind under 40. You take a look at what's going on in Iraq. Well, the humanitarian disaster isn't that bad, Cactus. And perhaps maybe we should just redefine our show. Instead of being about issues, it should be about solutions. And how many of us ever wanted to write a book? You know what I'm saying. The Miller Manifesto. I wrote a book. In fact, I'm sure this has happened to you. I'm sure you've thought about it. You should write a book. And I think if you write a book, you have to be good. It has to be, you know, there has to be some, be compelling. It has to give you something, whether it's entertainment or something else. So as I look at these guys, and remember, our friend Sean, Mr. Hannity, in the afternoon, he loves these guys. Megyn Kelly loves these guys, as she does her female Bill O'Reilly impersonation every night on the Fox News channel. Well, now the boys, let me retract that. They're veterans, they're men. They are, in fact, entitled to their opinion. Apparently, they were shopping a book deal. You heard Maggie talk about it, where Bo Bergdahl was a serial deserter or something like that, where Bo Bergdahl was, you know, trying to desert all the time and was a bad troop. Does anybody really want to read about that? I think there are two books that come out of the Bergdahl experience. Maybe one from Bo himself if he doesn't get sent to the brig. The other from Bob and Janney, vilified by the national press, but a story worth telling nonetheless. But the unit he was stationed with, Maybe if you were like Bo's roommate or something like that. So they've made the pitch, and apparently it hasn't gone over well with the publishers. I'm sure they're still licking their chops of what happened with Hillary Clinton. But there comes a point, and look, in life, you get one big shot to write a book. For me, I had a chance to work with Dr. Phil's publisher. What was it, 8-10 years ago, Sweet William, when we were in North Carolina? The first reporter to cover the Duke lacrosse case. And in fact, I pitched the thing. I gave them an outline, and they wanted more and more, but I just couldn't, in my heart, make money off of this scandal. Because whether the woman falsely accused those guys, they were innocent, they were guilty, we're talking about people's families. And I think in our society today, we've become less judgmental. Take a look at the Robin Williams coverage. We've got the big man making waves once again, saying Williams committed suicide because of his leftist ideas. And the big man's getting heat for it. Now, 10 years ago, our society, we would have probably said, well, suicide is a crime. Suicide is this. Today, we're less judgmental. There's less shame in our society today. And more often than not, people are not going to blame the person who committed suicide. And we have to adjust to those changing social mores, if you will. And not to go into sociology, but and we see that with our government. Could you believe that any administration so many years ago could get away with not giving Social Security recipients their cost of living increase? Or dissing Israel in public? Or any of these things that we see? But this administration has. And again, it comes down to the social dynamics changing. But I have to wonder, and again, let me refrain from questioning anybody's service, anybody's patriotism. This unit, they were under fire, they were under siege, they lost people. They are heroes. But in my opinion, at 580KIDO, I think their credibility has taken a hit by pitching the book deal.
But then he walked away in the middle of Afghanistan on the farthest front lines you could be on to go seek out the Taliban.
You feel that was an affront to you, that to say that his service was with honor,
I mean,
and distinction?
It's saying that that's honorable, saying that walking away, and whatever his agenda was in trying to connect with the Taliban, explain to me how that's honorable. I mean, that's a
They seem to be trying to predate it.
I mean, that's spitting in the face to everyone who deployed, came back.
That's every service member.
Yeah. Not even us or his company. Every single person that was in the military.
Well, what do you make of these reports?
So there we have it. Were they voicing their opinions or churning up the pub for the book deal that may not happen? Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Other issues that could be avoided, and perhaps we need to be less caffeinated or less dependent on the sports drinks. More on the Tony Stewart fallout. We've got O. Scott posting on my Facebook that Tony Stewart was seen driving a Meridian school bus. Now, Tony Stewart was not seen driving a Meridian school bus. Basically, what we're saying is Stewart is off the grid, and what better place to be off the grid than here in Idaho? And at 580-5436, could that tragedy, and could a lot of tragedies involving texting and driving, eating and driving, putting on makeup and driving, one of my personal favorites, reading a book and driving, could have been avoided if we would have just counted to 10? Is it the 19-year-old's fault that he got out of his car, or the 43-year-old's that he was there to begin with? 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Time for traffic and weather.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
You know, it's one of the hottest things going on. It's the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. And it's so, and here I'm going to go to my New England roots. Well, are you from Ohio? Are you from New England? Are you from the South? I'm from America, okay? I'm from America. Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO, but I just think that it's awesome that we have so many wicked cool listeners. Yesterday I was playing you the clip of our friend Patriot Ray, who decided to do the ice bucket challenge. If you missed it, let's take a listen to Patriot Ray here at 580KIDO.
Okay, Kevin Miller, this is for you and ALS, so I hope you enjoy it. And you're giving my wife a lot of pleasure right now, if she can get it up there.
Football style, Grandma. There you go.
Okay, Kevin, that's that.
There we have it, Patriot Ray. So I wake up this morning because I'm going back and forth with the pithy Facebook comments of Alan L. Morton, attorney at law. And, you know, we go back and forth. You know, I prefer Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, call in, but then he'd expose me for being the intellectual fraud that I am. Just kidding.
Well, Kevin, I've accepted your challenge for the ALS challenge. But first, I'm going to show you how they do it in the great state of Ohio in Akron.
So he's got a baby bottle right there.
Now, here's how they do it in Idaho.
It's raining, Papa. Not looking good for Papa.
I want to challenge the Honorable Brent Hill, the Honorable Jeff Thompson,
now you got your head cut.
The Honorable Lynn Luker,
ooh,
and the Honorable Butch Otter to join me in the ALS Bucket Papa. Challenge.
And there you have it, some of our great contributors here at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. I'm just humbled by this. And, you know, I think it would be kind of cool, and maybe we should do this. Oh, you've jumped the shark, Kevin Miller. Better late than never. If we could, you know, come out in the parking lot here. Maybe you come in late for work. You tell your boss, I'm doing this for ALS. You're late for work, and we have, like, 5 people, 10 people. Rumor has it Tea Party Bob's going to do the posting today, so we'll see. Hey, Tea Party Bob, it was a 24-hour challenge. But, you know, you could see some of your favorite contributors to the program, you know, O, Tea Party Bob, Liberal Steve, Patriot Ray. Although Patriot Ray should get a pass because he's done that already. Oh, then we would have to supply towels, and it's kind of a challenge even to have. Maybe we could get the towels donated. A challenge for us will even have headphones, but I would love to see how many of you would love to see Liberal Steve do that. Now, that would probably get some big pings on the website, and it's all about pingy, 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 right? I just have a vision of kind of, you know, when people celebrate things like coming up, this will be celebrating our 5th year together this month. Next year will be my 20th year in talk radio. And you always have to do something. So, you know, instead of having like a banquet or a, hey, look at me, maybe we should just have like the ALS Ice Bucket morning show. Who's going to do that for you? You know what I'm talking about? That's one idea. Coming up next hour, every year during the doldrum days of summer, it's the biggest thing ever, regardless if you're Star Wars, Star Trek, or True Blood, and that's Comic-Con. And it started in San Diego. It's moved to decadent, caffeine-consuming Nirvana playing Seattle. I think Portland has one. Salt Lake has one. Well, let us be the first to let you know on traditional media that we will have a Comic-Con here in the Treasure Valley. The Tree City Comic-Con is coming, and our friend Kevin will be talking about this. And you're saying, well, Kevin, what about the issues? Look, you want to be relatable to the kids, the children's, everybody at work. You want to be the hip happening guy or girl. You don't want to miss Tree City Comic-Con, the preview coming up next hour here at 580KIDO. Time for traffic and weather. 7:59, and our friend Tom Munn says, Kevin, what about me? Am I not worthy of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge? Okay, Tom Munns, we challenge you. You talk about a video that'll get a ton of hits. Tom Munn's getting an ice bucket bath. Serving